Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder on a Friday. Obviously, you wish for a Heat victory last night. You didn't get it, but another chance to get a dub tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Florida Panthers begin their quest for the Stanley Cup.
This is fun.
I do have ESPN predictions for the Stanley Cup. I gave you ESPN predictions for the NBA Finals last show. Here's what ESPN says about Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers. All in all, they asked their hockey analysts and what they consider friends of the program, if you will. 15 out of 27 respondents picked Vegas Golden Knights. That's pretty down the middle.
Wow, yeah.
Remember, it was a runaway for the Nuggets. I think only four people. But an interesting one here. I believe Ryan Clark picked the Golden Knights on this list. You want to have a little couple words with them, Crowder?
We have a clip. We have a clip coming out, like a clip we released yesterday. We're asking who's going to win the NBA Finals. And we have a whole clip of the NHL Finals. And I had roasted they ass. I laid it on. You would think I was PK Subban. I said, well, Bob in the net. Now, you know, Kachuk trade, that was a big trade. Looked like it might have been a bad trade. But now you bring in Paul Maurice, and he's playing the Paul ball, preparing for the playoffs the entire season.
They couldn't have imagined what hit them. They didn't know what hit them.
I'm interested to see how they edit it, because both of them looked at me like I was speaking Spanish.
Because I did I told you at the beginning of the week, I did a radio hit in Toronto, and Rob Pizzola had texted me, because it was the TSN affiliate in Toronto. He said, how'd it go? And I said, completely BS'd all this hockey knowledge. They were super impressed.
Yeah.
And he did the, LMFAO. I did, you know, you what you and I do. We just kind of regurgitate what we hear from other people who actually know hockey.
I tell my kids that all the time. If you're sitting there listening to your teacher, just write down what she told you, and it's right.
Right. And I've said that to my kid all the time. I go, by the way, whatever the teacher is saying to you, that's what they consider right. So whatever they ask you, just kind of mirror whatever they said. They're going to think you're brilliant because everyone thinks they're all brilliant, you know?
Who needs a journalist degree and all that, man? We figured this thing out.
Well, you have figured it out. Bring on hockey experts, as we're going to do with Randy Moeller in the next segment. I'll listen closely to what he says, and then I'll repeat it, you know, somewhere in the 5 o'clock hour as if it were my own.
Bingo.
Maybe you'll hear me on a station in Vancouver say it, you know, this weekend or something.
Hey, you know what I did think about? With each thing of me and you? You introduced me to my first playoff hockey game. You brought me, I think it was the Islanders.
I remember.
It was the first playoff hockey game. And you told me, you're like, just listen. You watch it on TV. Playoff hockey is different and hockey in person is different. And that's what got me caught. That's what got me hooked, and I continue to go to games. Now I would ask you to introduce me to my first Stanley Cup Finals hockey, if you would like.
All right. Well, introduce me to your platinum card, and I'll be happy to do
so. No. This is how I mean,
that's a pivot expense, right? You can expense that. It's research.
Call Johnny Williams.
This is answer for everything. Call Johnny.
Boy, nowadays, if you hear how much I say call Johnny Williams, you would laugh. I tell everybody call Johnny.
All right, we'll get the headlines here.
And Johnny's my attorney, everybody listening. I give my attorney's number out 15 times a week.
Anybody, I've seen him do it for waitresses. Hey, what would you like to order? Here, call Johnny. Because he's just so used. Anybody asks him a question, he's so used to saying, hey, call Johnny. He just gives it to a waitress.
Call Johnny. He answers all questions for me.
It's 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Vegas, we're coming for that ass. Woo!
Oh, yeah! We're coming for that ass. Jimmy didn't lose anything last night. Jimmy's still in it to win it. Damn, you don't let close. One loss get you down, Jimmy.
I got the guts.
He's got the guts. Give me the two magic words in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Let's go.
There we go. They're touching again. Wow.
From that ESPN.com article, Sean Allen, Panthers in six. Brian Boucher, Golden Knights in seven. John Buchagross, Golden Knights in six. Chris Chelios, Panthers in seven. Ryan Clark, Golden Knights in seven. Linda Cohn, Golden Knights in six. Leah Hextall, Panthers in six. Don LaGreca, love that dude, Golden Knights in six. Steve Levy, Panthers in seven. Sean McDonough, Golden Knights in seven. PK Subban, Panthers in seven.
There we go.
Bob Wischusen, Golden Knights in seven. And again, the consensus prediction from ESPN.com, Golden Knights, 15 out of the 27 respondents had the Golden Knights. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
What did Barry Melrose say? Is he an official pick there on ESPN?
No Barry Melrose there.
Oh, man. Because if you
got
still Barry.
Still on ESPN?
I think so. Yeah.
He's still there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
If you got Barry in your corner, I mean, man, that guy has the best hair. I love Barry.
Oh,
Melrose.
My God. That's my look. He's got the mullet. I can grow it in the back.
You should. We've been telling you for years.
The mullet's kind of coming back. Have you seen this, Solana?
I have. The mullet with like a thin mustache is in right now.
Oh, I could do a thin mustache.
Hawk, I think we got something.
I think we might have a little something. Jimmy, you ever had a mullet?
Never.
Jimmy? You ever seen a grown man naked?
No.
Jimmy, you strike me as a guy that hair's been the exact same your whole life. Same haircut from birth.
No, I've actually had longer hair.
Oh, I got to see some pictures.
Yeah. I'm not saying I had hair like a rock star hair, but I had long hair.
Well, like, did you go through a hippie phase?
Hippie phase with the hair? No.
All right. Afro phase? You have an afro at any point?
No. I was born in the 80s, so no. Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong with Afro, Jimmy?
Nothing.
Wow, I think we got to peel back the layers here. How about a Jufro? Any of you guys familiar with the Jufro?
No.
I've heard about it in movies. What movie was that? 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
When they're at the therapist.
Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's got the Jufro.
Sounds like my Friday night. We were at Temple.
Oh, that kid. That's a funny scene. I hadn't seen that movie in a long time. That is a funny scene.
Remember I told you, 40-Year-Old Virgin on the Mount Rushmore of comedies, and you kind of pushed back on it for a little bit.
I still wouldn't put it on the Mount Rushmore of comedies. You said of all-time comedies.
Yeah. All-time comedies for me.
That's a great movie.
It's top four. So, easy.
You don't even watch black films, so how could you even say that?
Right. Great point.
That's an uncomfortable laugh out of Jimmy for sure.
Well, we already know where he stands, so.
Happy birthday, by the way, to Wayne Brady, 51 today. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solano.
I That was funny. That
was I'm like, there's got to be someone on this list. I looked. I mean, it was like, perfect.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
Who says you can't have fun down 0-1 in an NBA Finals?
Not us.
Not us.
Should have asked Crotty if Earl Barron would have made an impact in this series.
You fed me the Everest question. I would have loved that. I would have. I should have followed that up with an Earl Barron question.
Our podcast. Roddy,
you ever play with a good athlete named Harvey?
Good.
Our podcast yesterday was titled "NBA Preview: A History Lesson on Earl Barron," and I just love the idea of somebody seeing NBA Preview and then saying Earl Barron.
It's so funny. There's like three podcast segments. And if you look at just like the snapshot of that yesterday, NBA Finals Game 1, you know, no famous athletes named Harvey, a history of Earl Barron, and I don't know, something else ridiculous.
NBA Finals take place from Ball Arena. Get your mason jars ready.
We're killing this, boy.
So here's your weekend schedule. I'm going to start with tonight. The Miami Hurricanes baseball team, they host the Coral Gables Regional in Coral Gables, Alex Rodriguez Park, Marklight Stadium, 7 p.m. versus Maine.
Little cutesy, and I'm a UM grad and love the baseball program. Little cutesy, 18 names, you know, for the ballpark. You know, a little cutesy. Let's pick one name. Let's go with Marklight. We appreciate the donation, A-Rod. You know, it's like a little cutesy.
Oh, you just said it. That check comes in and wants something, my name on something.
Yeah. Remember there was a brief period of time that the FAU football coach was brought to you by? Do you remember that?
You remember that story?
It was like,
yes.
And it wasn't Willie Taggart. I forget who it was, but it was like, and here's your Florida Atlantic University Pollo Tropical head coach, Willie Taggart. Like, that disappeared quickly. Like, you heard it for a couple of weeks, and then that just kind of disappeared into the ether.
You got to have something to sell, baby.
That one was a little cutesy.
I told you why nothing's named after me at my high school, because I said, name something after me. They said, give me some money, and we stared at each other, and then I walked away. It is what it is.
It was referred to as the Haggerty family head football coach at Florida Atlantic University.
Right. Yeah. Throttle it back there, Haggerty's. I'm sure they're very nice people, but I mean, come on. Let's pick some now. How about a doorway?
I want to see it. There's something that's going to be there. This guy's getting fired in 2 weeks.
But if they want to throw $2.5 million at us, we'll rename this sucker the Haggerty Family Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I will call myself Haggerty. One name.
Legally change it, Hawk. Both of us. We're the Haggertys now.
Yeah, Haggerty and Haggerty in your afternoon.
For $2.5 million, I'm down, bro.
Hey, throw me $25K. Let's get headlines with Haggerty.
I'm set the market already. Push it a little bit.
Hey, it's your friend Haggerty. I want to talk to you about Caneswear.
So tonight from Alex Rodriguez Park, Marklight Stadium, 7 p.m. versus Maine. Tomorrow.
Paul Johnny Williams, presented to you by Haggerty. Think I'm kidding, Haggerty. Give me a call.
Hey, we're a package deal, Hag. Can I shorten his name like that? I don't know.
I don't know about Hag.
Doesn't matter, because no matter what, you'll call him Big Man after like the 8th meeting anyways, so it doesn't matter.
What up, Big Dog?
Do y'all know y'all are ruining that for me? I have run with that for 40 damn years, and y'all
trust
ruined
me, everybody
it.
Knew.
They don't know. You put it out there in the open. Hey, Miss Lady, what a big dog.
Miss Lady, I love that one.
Miss Lady's a great one.
Miss Lady.
Hey, Miss Lady.
tomorrow, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Florida Panthers. They'll be in Las Vegas, 8 p.m. puck drop. You can hear the game right here, 560 WQAM.
Yes, sir. Talk about it in the next segment with Randy Moeller.
Sunday, game two, NBA Finals. The Heat will look to bounce back. They trail 1-0 in the series after an 11-point loss last night. That game will tip off 8 p.m.
Line on that game is 8.5. It opened last night, Nuggets -9. It's been bet down to Nuggets -8.5. I will tell you, I got a text from Lee Sterling last night because Lee Sterling was on the show, and he said, take the Nuggets, laying the points. He liked he liked that as an off game for the Heat. He was correct. He texted me the moment that game ended, and it said, he said, it's Heat +9 right now. Jump all over the Heat.
Yeah. I like that, too. They were one shot away from covering.
That was so perfectly situated at the end for a three-pointer to cover.
Yeah.
You know, would have knocked it down if he was getting minutes. Caleb Martin, baby. They should have put him right back in.
Kevin Love. You know, it was Jovic, and I thought Jovic would have pulled up for a three. I thought it was perfectly situated. Just got into the game. You're going to drive into the paint. You're going to, like, just pull up and shoot a three like anyone else does in that situation. I'm like, this is perfect. Jovic is going to, you know, I had that parlay. I had Heat +9 with the Panthers tomorrow night. And, man, I thought he was going to pull up for a three, knock it down. Heat would end up losing by 8 and covering. Oh, so close.
Oh, so you're telling me you didn't want him to kick the ball out of bounds and give it to the other team. The hell was he thinking?
Ridiculous.
A couple other NBA notes. We found out earlier today, multiple outlets have reported the Suns are going to hire Frank Vogel as their next head coach.
I don't know.
This coaching carousel is just funny to me. We laughed him out of L.A.
You need, in my opinion, a very unique skill set. Not to sound like Taken, but you need, you know, we've talked about Eric Spoelstra being so uniquely qualified to coach the big three. Like, he just had the right temperament, right personality, the respect from the front office. It all worked. Man, that Phoenix team has the ability to be so good, but there are disparate personalities on that team. And I'm not certain that I've seen, you know, anything from Frank Vogel in the past, especially with the Lakers, that leads me to believe he's the special guy that can get the most out of that team.
Yeah, and I'm sure Frank Vogel knows.
I actually thought Monty Williams was the right guy to get the most out of that team. That's the funny part of it. God bless him. He cashed in a way that no one has ever cashed in as a head coach before. So God bless him. I thought he was the perfect guy given an entire season to coach that squad.
Oh, Hulk, and to that coaching thing, it's a very weird dynamic because, like you said, the X and O side of it, there's no defense that Eric Spoelstra knows that Mazzulla doesn't know, that Monty Williams doesn't know. But to your point, it's the guy that will tell a damn superstar, sit your ass down.
Right.
We're not doing it that way. Think about those respected coaches. You know Pop's that way. Pop would cuss David Robinson's ass out the same he would the 14th guy. Spo's that way. Those great coaches, when Riley was coaching, he was that way. That's right. What you need. The X and O is going to come. You won't get a job if you don't know it. You got to have the kahunas to know and have the manhood and respect to know. I'm going to tell your ass what I want out of you.
The key word that you said, though, is respect.
Yeah.
And it has to come, like, if you're a young coach and from Spo, the respect came from Pat Riley. So he hadn't built up that cachet yet, but he had rock solid backing from Pat Riley. And that's all he needed. Monty Williams, I think, has that cachet around players. So I don't know. I think that's an interesting move. It's a huge upgrade for Detroit, right, to get him. I think it's a downgrade for Phoenix.
Oh, I'm with you.
And quickly, there was a bit of an update on Ja Morant yesterday from the commissioner, Adam Silver, speaking prior to the NBA Finals. Basically, he said, quote, "We've uncovered a fair amount of additional information on their ongoing investigation to the latest incident with John Morant involving a gun." And he said that he, the NBA, and the Players Association have already decided on what the punishment will be, but they felt it'd be unfair to the Heat and the Nuggets, everybody involved, to release the information prior to the NBA Finals to take away from the games. So they're going to wait until after the NBA Finals to announce publicly what the suspension or whatever the result will be.
Makes sense. I don't want to take away any shine. No.
Your weather is sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations. Call them 866-954-MORE. Before Jimmy speaks, it's pouring here in El Portal right now.
There's
starting to come down.
Lightning storm out my window in Boca. And so, Crowder, be prepared to do this show without me when I get knocked off the air by the lightning.
That might be me too, baby.
What do you have for the weather, Haggerty?
It is 82 degrees. And guess what? A flood watch in the Citadel.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a big storm coming everywhere.
Until 3:30.
So 9 minutes, Jimmy?
Nine minutes exactly.
All right. Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled. All right, anything else, Haggerty?
That'll be all.
We're good? All right. Good. Randy Moeller is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hawk and Crowder. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Moeller.
Get in my belly.
Stanley Cup Final, our Florida Panthers. It gets underway tomorrow. First of all, how excited are you? How excited is this team? How excited is the front office? I mean, how many years have we been talking Panthers hockey with you? This is just such a great moment.
And I think the reason why is it was somewhat, I guess we got to be truthful, guys. It was unexpected. I mean, the Panthers on January 1st, they lost that home game against the Rangers. They were 8-9 points out of a wild card spot. And even 2 weeks left in the regular season, they were still on the outside looking in. And then they went on that run, that 6-1-1 run, and got some help in the out-of-town scoreboards. And Chicago beat Pittsburgh there the second last game and kind of just opened up the door and for the Panthers to even qualify for the playoffs. So that makes it that much more sweeter. The adversity and the struggles that they went through all season long. And I guess it makes it that much sweeter, guys. I'm just so happy for the fans and everybody that's followed the Panthers, the ups and downs and sideways and that's what makes it so special. And I'm really happy for everybody in the organization, the Viola family, of course, and his partner, Doug Cifu, and Matt Caldwell, and all the executives and the players and everybody that's involved. This is a special time. It's like going to the Super Bowl, and you never know if you'll ever get back. So you got to, take advantage of it, but also to enjoy the ride. And it's been quite a ride here for the last, well over a month.
And Red Deer, you bring up the Super Bowl. I've never been, obviously. Hell, I played for the Dolphins in the last 20, 30 years. But I've talked to some guys that played the Super Bowl and talking to them about the week coming up. Like, they were like, the main thing is just like calm down. You get so caught up in the week, you just have to calm down. And for the Panthers never going to the Stanley Cup, obviously never winning it, like, a lot of young guys on this team. Is that a big message right now? Like, let's take it easy. You can't win the game now. And do you think we might see that early in the game one?
Well, there's two ways you can look at it. Number one, everybody's going to be hyped up. They're full of adrenaline, and rightfully so. But the Panthers, they've had 9 days off from the last game, 9 or 10 days off since the last game. So there might be a little bit of rust. So they're going to need that adrenaline in the first period of that first game tomorrow night to get their legs underneath of them. They've got to play discipline, play smart hockey, and wait till they get that rhythm back again and let Bobrovsky in goal feel that puck and make sure that he is gets into it as well as quick as possible. This team's never had to experience this where they've had these 9-10 days off in between series and that. So I really don't know how it's going to take hold. In Vegas, both teams are relatively healthy and their stars are shining right now. But that first 10 minutes tomorrow night will really be a telling tale how the first game will go.
How important, who do you think will be more important to an actual Stanley Cup? Matthew Tkachuk or Sergei Bobrovsky?
Well, I guess I'll just keep going back, Hawk, you cannot win without goaltending. You cannot win without goaltending. And so if you're forcing me to put the importance at the front, it's got to be Sergei Bobrovsky. Without goaltending, it doesn't matter how much offense and how much of an impact Matthew Tkachuk could make in a game. That's your backbone. It's the same thing in football with the quarterback. If your quarterback's not going, it doesn't matter what the defense is going to do because eventually you're going to lose the game and that. So I'll take Sergei Bobrovsky. He's been unbelievable. He's won 8 straight on the road. It doesn't seem to faze him. All the outside peripheral interferences and that go on when playing on the road with the crowd and the pre and in-game presentation doesn't seem to faze him at all. I'm glad that the Panthers have a veteran goaltender that's been through it. He's done it and to have him in goal.
And Mola, when playing football, you're playing a running team, you got to stop the run. Basketball, a transition offense, you got to get back on defense. What do the Panthers have to do? What are you most scared of out of VGK, and what do the Panthers have to do to stop it?
Well, I think the Vegas Golden Knights are a very quick transition team. And if you watch their last 2 series, they are running more run and gun than what the Panthers are playing. They love to create chances and score off the rush, and they've had so much success with that. So, for me, that's the number one priority is the Panthers have to slow down, make them stop, and take away that speed game that they thrive on, Vegas Golden Knights. In the last series, they scored so many goals off the rush, coming up the ice and that. And the Panthers, they've done a great job defending teams like Boston, Toronto, and Carolina from doing that. That will be, their number one priority.
You know, a lot of athletes, Moeller, and you've played hockey your entire life, a lot of athletes are very superstitious. And there was a bunch of hubbub after winning the Eastern Conference about the Panthers touching the Prince of Wales trophy. Did that, I don't know how superstitious you are. Did that jolt you when it happened, or it's nonsense?
No, it didn't jolt me. I wasn't surprised. And I think the reason is I don't know which team or teams lately have touched that trophy and went on to win the Stanley Cup. I believe the Pittsburgh Penguins did. I'm trying to think of somebody else that did it or whatever. So that superstition is really, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have superstitions when I was a player. I just had routines that I like, and it made me feel more comfortable and more focused. But I didn't have a superstition. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was playing for the Rangers, when I was playing for Quebec, and we got a defenseman, Andre Dore, from the Rangers in his first game, and I'm sitting beside him on the bench, and he says to me, he's got his head down, he says, how much time's left on the clock? Is it under 10 minutes or over 10 minutes? And I said, it's 9:54. I went, don't tell me that. I just asked you to tell me if it's more than 10 minutes or less than 10 minutes. He went out and gave the puck away about three different times, got scored on about four times, and I think two games later that was the end of him. Never saw him again. So I feel
fault.
Very it's my fault. Yeah, it was my fault. You see some pretty I'd like to say silly superstitions in sports. I've seen it a lot in hockey or whatever. I don't think the Panthers are overboard with superstitions. They just like their routines, you know, what players come out first onto the ice and, you know, which way you skate and do you touch the goalie's pads before you go to the bench to start the game, that kind of stuff. But, superstitions can drain a lot of energy out of you.
Because the Stanley Cup visited the radio station a couple days ago, and
I
took
it?
A picture with it. Yeah, I rested my arm on it because I asked the guy. It was Mike Bolt. He's one of the he's like the B team because it's the guy Phil who's always the one who's the keeper of the cup. But Mike Bolt's been doing it for years too. But I asked him, "Am I allowed to touch it?" He said, "Yeah." And we took a picture together, and I kind of rested my arm on it as if it was, you know, the corner of a bar. Did I do something wrong there?
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
All right.
And you think, and it, do you really think that was the Stanley Cup?
So that was a faux Stanley Cup?
I'm not saying anything. There's been a lot of rumors. There's been a lot of rumors that there's more than one cup because it is so valuable.
A Fugazi?
I don't know.
I got ripped off. I bought a Fugazi Rolex.
No, there's rumors out there that there's more than one to protect the asset and that. I don't know. That's it's all hearsay and rumors and that.
I had a tough time believing that it was it because there was no extra security. I mean, I could have knocked this guy over, I felt like, and just run that cup right out to the I could have had my breakfast cereal in it this morning. I kind of feel like
that's a great opportunity to for fans. That's what it's all about. It's the hardest trophy to win in any sport, and in my view, it's the most beautiful trophy, and the NHL does a fabulous job to make sure that fans have the opportunity, to get pictures taken with it and that. It is such a special time. And I think it's part of about being and growing the fans as well. And, you know, remember they had it down for the All-Star weekend. They had it actually on the beach there that one or 2 days or whatever. And so many thousands of people got their pictures taken with. That's one of those bucket moments. That's for sure. I've seen the Stanley Cup in the Hockey Hall of Fame behind glass, but I've never been near it, and I'll never touch it unless I win it.
And Mola, something going on right now, actually in the NBA with the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets being in the finals, where VGK is an infant in the NHL. Well, they've been around like 3-4 years, and Florida's not a hockey market per se. The original six, all that crap they talk about. Is this matchup good for the NHL?
I think so. It's what it does is it puts the belief in non-traditional markets like the Carolinas, the Nashvilles, you know, these teams, the San Jose's and that it can be done. And for their fan base and for the belief in their fan base that it can be done. It's hard for me to, it's great for the game down here and these non-traditional markets. I know. Yeah. Would the NHL maybe prefer to have, two original six teams or whatever in the finals? Well, maybe, but, I think it's great. I think it's great for the game. It's great for the growing the sport down here in Florida. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's great down here. I was reading an article from the CBC today talking about how they would have loved Toronto and Ottawa, and it looked like that might happen, but you've got a good series regardless, and it is great for our market. Vegas gets to go through this again after their inaugural season. Pretty cool for them. Solana and I were talking about it the other day. Where were you? Were you downstairs, Solana, when somebody was talking about the Panthers, or you were wearing your retro jersey and someone commented? And, like, no one's done that before, right?
Yeah, day after the Panthers clinched, I wore my reverse retro jersey as I'm walking into the Citadel. And Moeller, I mean, you know, the Citadel has a lot of, like, hipsters. It's, like, a very young vibe. And I got stopped, like, six times before I even made it from the entrance to the elevator. Go Cats. Kachuk's awesome. Bob's unbelievable. Six times I got stopped.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool, yeah. Moeller.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the same thing happened back in 96 when the team went to the final and that, and all the rats and everything. Yeah, it became very chic. It became very cool, very sexy to be a Panther fan and that. And it really put the Panthers on the map for South Florida in the sporting landscape. And it's done it again here now. Now you've always got sports fans like me last night. You know, the last time I watched a whole Heat game it's been a while. I think back when LeBron won with the Heat. But you know, I'm interested and watched the majority of that game last night between the Heat and the Nuggets, and that it gravitates the average sports fan, because everybody loves to be associated with winners and people that have success, and the Panthers have had the success, and they could have a real, real successful season if things go right over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. I mean, this could be something special. I love the way the professional sports franchises down here are supporting you guys and the Heat. You had the Marlins tweeted something out, and then you had the Dolphins actually did the elevator doors with the Eastern Conference picture of the Panthers and the Heat. Like, there's been really good inter-team support, which I think is super cool.
So you're telling me you've never been to a Super Bowl?
No, I've never been playing. We weren't good at all, but I've never even been in the stands.
Oh, I got a quick, great story for you. Very quick. So the Super Bowl that the Dolphins hosted, and I don't know which one, that was the Broncos, what's his name's final game as a quarterback, John Elway against they called the Dirty Birds at the time?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Was that the Super Bowl? Okay, you remember that one?
Yes.
So, of course, Wayne Huizenga owning the Panthers and the Dolphins and all that. So my cousin was coming down, and can you get Super Bowl tickets? And I asked a couple of our executives, and they said, yeah, just call Wayne Huizenga's office, ask for this nice lady, and we'll see. So I called it up and said, yeah, no problem. Come down and come down at the certain date, come down to the office and blah, 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 and you can pick the tickets up. So my cousin, he flew down, and we're high-fiving. We're driving down there. This is the Friday before the Super Bowl, okay, on the Friday. We drive down, and I go in there, and the lady's standing there. Yep, I got your tickets for you. And she says, yeah, they're $485 a piece. Will that be check or credit card?
You thought you were getting comped?
I thought I was getting comped. That's how stupid I am. That's how naive I am. And I'm telling everybody that would listen to me that I've got the Super Bowl tickets and that, and I think I had to use two credit cards to buy to purchase the ticket. Oh, I felt so, oh, but it's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got a question for you, Moeller. So when you play in the league, you get two tickets, face value. You got to pay, I think it was $800 per ticket by the time I got to the league. So you pay for them face value. They give you the actual ticket. I had a guy that wanted to buy them from me. So it was in Tampa. So I said, yeah, I'm talking to the guy. You know, we're texting back and forth. And I was like, oh, I just got to Tampa. He was like, where you want to meet? And I tell him Rachel's, which was a strip club I go to. Terrible decision. I go in there, Moeller. He paid me $5,000 for the two tickets. I only paid $1,600. So I was like, oh, man, I made a lick. But now I'm in a strip club drinking. I leave the strip club with less than $1,000. So I go up there to make money, and in 3 hours, I lose every dime I made.
Better you should meet him at, like, you know, Walgreens or something.
It was a quick trip right across the street. Can't spend $4,000 on chips.
Moeller, we're doing the show. Me and Crowder out at FLA Live Arena on Thursday.
I was going to ask you if you guys scammed your way into one of the
I was just
going
to try to do
finals.
It right now. I was going to try to do it with you. Crowder and I want to stay for the game. What kind of pull do you have?
I got no pull. There's no pull. No, I've already made a phone call. I heard before that you guys are going to do the show before the game, and I've made a phone call to make sure that there's security to politely escort you out the building as soon as you're off the air.
I mean, How's a guy like you's got to have a suite or something that you could sneak us into.
Yeah, yeah, I got a suite for you. Yeah, as I told you, all you got to do is go to the back door at FLA Live Arena and go to security, and the password is Steve Goldstein, and then they let you right in. Try it.
All right, we'll give it a shot on Thursday. Randy Moeller, watch him tomorrow night after the game on Bally Sports Florida. Let's get a dub tomorrow, Moeller.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's start this off and that will really at least get a split. So the game three and game four in South Florida it'll be electric in that building and that. And go Cats and thanks to all the fans.
Love you, Moeller.
Talk to you later.
I got caught in the air. I was going to say, love you, Moeller. Have a great broadcast. But he's not really doing the broadcast, but he is doing the postgame show. And so it just came out as a ridiculous love you, Moeller, on like an up note. And it almost sounded romantic. I felt uncomfortable, and I said it.
That was sexy.
That was weird, man. I immediately wanted to take it back.
Solana, we've heard it's sexy now, at least.
Love you, Moeller.
Love you, Moeller.
That was so creepy. Now I got to apologize to him and Karate.
You're getting everybody today.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.